Let's go back now to our top story. Syrian rebels under pressure to accept that UN-backed six-point peace plan. Let's bring into the conversation Afshin Ratanzi, who's joining us on the line from London. He's long been covering events in the region. Afshin, very good afternoon from Moscow. The Syrian opposition's getting criticised all round for being fragmented by NATO, also by Arab states, as well as within its own ranks. Why do you think the rebels still lack unity?
Well, I suppose they have very differing ideologies. I mean, their leader, what is it, Burhan Galun, Sorbonne professor, widely criticized now. Leading opposition figures even said an opposition under the cloak of fanatics hiding behind a veneer of stupid liberals. I can think of that description for a number of things, but the opposition completely fragmented. And this six-point plan, which I hope we get on to talk about, it was like it's like a charter for Al-Qaeda, some might say.
Oh, interesting you say that. Well, I mean, I'd like to pick and raise more about your thoughts behind that. Washington's already voicing skepticism over Assad's acceptance of that UN peace deal and that UN peace initiative, rather. What is the future of it, though, if it doesn't have the backing of the opposition in any case?
Well, I'm surprised they aren't accepting it. That proves that they're on a different agenda. And if President Assad really accepts a plan like this, then maybe even President Assad may be losing his marbles too. I know the artillery fire on civilians is bad enough. In the case of this six-point plan, okay, working with the UN, I understand that. Stop fighting. So what is Assad's troops, what are the Syrian government supposed to do when they are faced with Salafist rebels with arms that are being supplied to them? I suppose President Assad is supposed to do absolutely nothing. Humanitarian assistance, we have seen worryingly how humanitarian assistance under the guise of it, say in countries like Sudan, we have seen geopolitical players starting to use that guise. Release prisoners. Some of those prisoners are Salafist militants allied to what Mr. Zawahiri in Afghanistan loves so much. And we have allow all journalists. And I would say that I would tend to agree with, although we've seen activist journalism. And I would also say that in the past hour or so, we've heard two British journalists have died, Nassim Watiri and Walid Bledi, UK journalist. It is the most dangerous place in the world to be a journalist. That part of the peace plan I like.
Afshin, going back to what you just said, a charter for Al-Qaeda. Expand on that briefly, if you could.
Because the release of all those prisoners, which is point four, the idea of stop fighting, these are all going to play into the foreign hands that are behind huge elements of the opposition. This opposition, hugely fragmented, but we know that the regional players that are funding some elements of the rebels that are fighting President Assad would love nothing better than this six-point plan. The fact that Hillary Clinton, the fact that the opposition, some members of the opposition don't agree with this six-point plan, this is the kind of six-point plan that needs to be instituted in the United States. I'd love the fact that, poverty alleviated in the United States. I'd love the fighting stopped there. It is a bizarre document. And Kofi Annan, I'm not sure what his position is. I know that the Iranian government said that he was visiting Tehran. He won't even visit Tehran, just like the present UN General Secretary. So the role of the UN, very suspicious. At least the Turkish Prime Minister is in Tehran. What is going to happen in the Syrian context will be decided further afield. Washington, Riyadh, and Doha are outside of the orbit. In fact, the BRICS summit in New Delhi gives us a new perspective of a changing world. They have been unable to unseat President Assad, who, for all his faults, has been a protector for Palestinian rights, which is the cornerstone of everything that will happen in the Middle East for the foreseeable future.
Back to this peace plan, the US and its allies support it, of course, but crucially, it doesn't call for Assad to step down. So how can it ever be workable anyway if those countries and the opposition are determined that Assad has to go?
Well, the 6 points, in effect, create a context on the ground within Syria that allows opposition militants to attack installations of the Assad regime. Presumably, those behind this plan were thinking it allows militants to be able to attack Assad and overthrow him through violent revolution, because that's what the so-called peace plan seems to be suggesting. If President Assad says he's not allowed to fight militants that are against the Syrian government, if he has to release all those prisoners, and if he has to allow freedom of association in the context of the way the UN may see it, well, what is it but a call for the allowing of militant violent revolution against this bulwark of stability it was in the Middle East that is doing something to fight the Palestinian corner when the United States does nothing but support Israel, which is bombing Gaza every day.
Afshin, thanks for taking the time to be on the programme tonight. It's always appreciated. Journalist and author there, Afshin Rattanzi, live from
Thanks, America. Kevin.